This is Paul Peluso from Officer.com. I'm here with the assistant chief of the Louisville Metro Police Department, Kenton Buckner. How are you doing today, Chief Buckner?
Doing well. How you doing, sir?
Good. This weekend, May 4th, will be the Kentucky Derby in Louisville, Kentucky. And, you know, what do you guys have planned as far as security? What kind of pre-planning was done? And also, if you can go and, you know, some of the events leading up to the Derby. I know there's a few that you guys have.
Well, I'll start with the events leading up to the Derby. The events kind of get started with what we call Thunder Over Louisville. It's a fireworks show that starts the Derby Festival. It occurs about a week and a half or so before the Derby. The Derby occurs on the first Saturday in May of every year. There's an Oaks race that precedes the Derby, which is on that Friday, and then the Derby is actually on the first Saturday. As far as our planning is concerned, there are a number of events that we have. We have a steamboat race is one of the events. There are a couple of marathons. There's a mini and a full marathon that we have during that week and a half before the Derby. There's also a balloon race, or the hot air balloons that we have, and a number of other special events that different organizations have for charity or something for the public to view during the Derby week. In total, there's about 40 or 50 different things, small events that are associated with the Derby events.
Okay, and the Thunder Over Louisville was on the 20th, correct?
Of this year, yes, I believe it was. It was April the 20th.
April 20th, and you were telling me that you guys had about a half million people show up to that. What kind of challenges do you guys experience in that, and what agencies are involved in policing the event?
Well, that for us, you know, coming on the heels of the Boston Marathon incident this year, that was kind of challenging for us because we had to kind of juggle what a plan that we would normally have and then try to add some additions to that to make sure that we'd kind of dot our I's and cross our T's to make sure that the public would be safe for the event. All of our events are pretty much broken down into three different branches. We have a traffic branch, security branch, and then an intelligence branch. The Traffic Bureau is responsible for controlling access to the immediate areas around the event and also incoming and exit traffic once the event is over with. And that's pretty much their primary job. We also try to make sure that we have emergency routes in and out of the event area, and then that also the people who will reside in the impacted area and those visiting will be able to get around and go to do the things they would normally like to do in the city. The security branch is, you know, self-explanatory. We try to make sure that the event is secure. It includes a number of different state, federal, and local agencies that assist us with the event. This year for the Thunder event, I think we had over 1,000 officers or so for the Thunder, including the state, federal, and local officers that assisted us with that. One of the things that we had to do was bring in additional equipment and additional personnel to kind of help us with that.
Okay, great. And in preparation for the Kentucky Derby, what kind of pre-planning has been done? I guess, what have you guys learned from past derbies, and what extra precautions are being made this year in the wake of the Boston bombing?
Well, like Thunder Over Louisville, you know, we have the same plan for a derby. It's a traffic, security, and intelligence branch for the event. There's about 700 officers that will be assigned to the parade this year, which is Thursday, tomorrow. We'll have about 1,200 officers that will be at the Oaks and Derby sites. There's about 7 to 10 different venues that we're responsible for on the Oaks and Derby, and we go through our planning as far as the logistics of getting, make sure that we have all the equipment and resources that we need to be able to put the event on. We have a pre-planned meeting with some of the sites that we will be responsible for and make sure that everything is there that we will need to be able to protect the event. We will meet with the event organizers, being, in this case, the Kentucky Derby Festival, which is responsible for all the festival events, and then Churchill Downs security personnel that's responsible for the event where the actual horse race is held. In those meetings, we discuss the, you know, things that we encountered last year, look for opportunities for improvement. We look for things where maybe we may need additional personnel, or maybe we would move people from where we had them last year because we determined that we didn't need them there. And our goal is to try to make sure that everyone is safe, everyone is not really a fear of crime, but they're kind of engaged with us in our protection of them during the security event. For this year's All of Our Derby events, we've had a slogan of, if you see something, say something, which is kind of common that you're seeing at special events across the country now. And that is our way of getting the community engaged in our prevention to try to make sure that everything is safe. With the detail itself, we have both plain clothes and uniform personnel assigned to the detail with various different responsibilities that they will have doing that.
Okay, and as far as I understand that items allowed into the Derby itself, I've heard reports of backpacks this year won't be allowed, and you know, after the Boston Marathon bombing, I guess what kind of are those sorts of precautions being taken?
Well, Churchill Downs has created a list of things that are prohibited from coming into the event. You can go to www.churchilldowns.com. For the items prohibited for the Churchill. For the Derby Festival events, you can go to www.kdf.org, and they have a list of items that are prohibited. And we ask everyone to kind of check that before you come in, because it's kind of a hassle to be able to, if you park several blocks away and get up to the event and find out that something is not allowed in that event, we ask people check those websites before they come in. As far as the traffic is concerned, the routes and how things are blocked off, you can go to LouisvilleKY.gov/tagpolice.
Okay, and as far as, you know, you guys handling these huge massive events, you know, every year, it's basically like you guys have the Super Bowl every year. how is that for the department? What kind of strain on resources does that cause? And, you know, are there manpower issues, or do you guys find ways to fill the holes?
Well, the city of Louisville is in the metro area that we're responsible for is a population of about 750,000 people. So in addition to handling the special events, we're responsible for public safety for our residents who are not participating in these events. So we have 8 patrol divisions, and we still do calls for service. So we have to make sure that those personnel are adequately staffed, and then we have the events that we have. So that's why our state, federal, and local partners are so important for us, because without them, we would not be able to do these special events. Our agency is this shy of 1,100 or so sworn that we have, so we have to have a number of people that help us from the state, federal, and local, and that includes our Sheriff's Department, Kentucky National Guard, the Kentucky State Police, Department of Transportation, Vehicle Enforcement, a number of other agencies that assist us with putting the Derby events on.
Okay, well, I thank you for joining us today, Colonel Buckner, and good luck in policing these events this week and also the Kentucky Derby on Saturday.
All right, we appreciate your time.
Okay, thank you.